Washington families have been trying to get up to speed on this new world of at-home schooling. This is the first week remote education is required across school districts since schools were shut down last month over coronavirus concerns. Joining me now to talk about this shift is our youth and education reporter, Ashley Gross. Ashley, this is something we're both dealing with as parents.
That's right. So how is the remote instruction thing going over at your house?
Well, we've had decent communication from his middle school, but there hasn't been much more asked of him online, at least not yet. How are things at your house?
I'd say it's suboptimal. I appreciate all that the teachers are doing, but you know, we're both working from home. We're trying to figure out which websites we're supposed to get the kids logged into. And then I think about families where a parent has lost a job or maybe family members are sick. And, you know, it's just a lot to ask of parents.
So that really raises the question, how much of this is required work? And could kids fail if they don't complete assignments right now?
I wish I could give you one straightforward answer. I'll tell you this. The Seattle district spokesman, Tim Robinson, says work is not being graded right now. Spokespeople for other districts say similar things, but they're all looking for guidance from the state superintendent. And state superintendent Chris Rakedahl said recently that he's not directing that assignments be graded. But I did see one email from a high school principal in Seattle who said that it appears that some work will be required and assessed. So it's really not super clear yet. And, you know, it all could change.
Right. So what are you hearing from parents who are trying to navigate all this?
I've seen a lot of frustration, you know, on social media. But, you know, then there are some others like Sarah Igawa, who has a kindergartner and a second grader at Maple Elementary in South Seattle. She says she's taking the emails from her teachers as suggestions. She doesn't feel compelled to make her kids do all of it.
I think the biggest thing for me is not focusing on academics, but maintaining peace and calm and helping everyone to be in a healthy place emotionally is the most important thing.
It's certainly a challenging time for everyone, but you mentioned some families face additional hurdles when it comes to remote learning. Who are some of those families?
Well, one group that I really wanted to talk with is parents of children with disabilities. So if you're working from home and trying to school your kids who are in general education, that's already a lot to manage. And now imagine doing that when you have a child with significant physical, cognitive, or behavioral disabilities.
So how are parents handling it?
I talked with Daniela Hall. She's the president of the Seattle Special Education PTSA. She has a son in fifth grade with cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair and needs help with pretty much all daily activities. At school, he has an instructional aide with him all the time, but now he has none of that help. And she also has a daughter in third grade, and she works as a middle school teacher in a private school, so she's busy during the day teaching her own classes from home.
Well, she's got a lot going on. What is her take as far as making sure her son and daughter progress in their schooling?
She doesn't think her son will be able to meet the goals that are set out in his individualized education program. But what really troubles her and other families is what she calls very limited communication from the Seattle district about special education.
The least the district could do would be to inform us, the families, to say that we are not forgotten. But we heard nothing until very recently.
The Seattle district did put out an FAQ specifically about special education. And Hall says she has talked with her son's teachers, but she says she knows a lot of families are worried about how their children with disabilities will fare during this school closure. And this is coming, you know, on top of frustration that had built up over years with how the Seattle district has handled special education.
All right, Ashley, thank you so much. I feel better knowing you're keeping an eye on this for all of us.
Thank you so much, Kirsten.
Ashley Gross covers youth and education for KNKX.